Mark's Gospel 16 and verse 14. Staying positive in a negative world. And we're bringing that to a close this afternoon. Say, I am a believer. I believe in the gospel. I stand in the gospel. You know, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, he says, wherein you have believed, wherein you also stand. So the gospel is where you also stand on issues of life. And we said that the gospel contains God's thoughts. So Mark 16:14. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 and he sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of the heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And verse 15, he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. And we said that the root of all ungodly conduct is unbelief in the gospel. And in the morning, earlier in the morning, we looked at Adam's sin. Just I ran through that for you like a crash course. So I said to us that we have other materials that covers that on what did Adam do. What exactly did Adam do? We said it's disobedience. The refusal to heed to God's word is what Adam did. So at the root of all human conduct, if you ask for the parent of sin is unbelief. An attitude of not being persuaded by God's word. And that's the word there in Mark 16:14, also called hardness of the heart, when you refuse to yield to God's word. Sclerokardia in the Greek, it means a difficult attitude towards the word. So that's the root of all conduct. And in the morning also we said that everyone who is born again is born of the Spirit, and is called spiritual according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. You are spiritual, you are born of God. However, you yet have a tendency to walk in the flesh where you allow the information from the world to influence you. And so we zeroed it down and we said the access the world has to you is through what you hear and what you see. And I believe I did an illustration for us in the morning on how you hear. I can repeat it again. And I said that it's not necessarily what someone said, but what you heard. And I said that, for example, this is the illustration I gave. I'll repeat it again. And I said, if I say to him, go check near the speaker, you will find $1 million. There's $1 million there for you. You know? He can say, hey. And his mind goes, $1 million. And he goes, he's a Nigerian, so he says, times 365. 365 million B. Ah! Yeah, that's the way he hears it. But he can also say, is it monopoly money? You know, but either way, that's how he heard it. So, you cannot dictate what people say, but you can choose how you hear it. So if there's a negative thought that comes to you, you can immediately, like Isaiah 54:17 says, you condemn it. And by mocking what I said, he has condemned it. By saying, oh, he said, 1 million call, 10 billion me. That's how he heard it. So it's an attitude. You can't dictate what people say to you. I would say, Satan walks in this world through men. Don't let those movies deceive you. You know, and just like people, oftentimes they over-celebrate their dreams. I've been dreaming. Remember one guy like that in my secondary school? So he used to tell us then that he had this tooth that makes him say things that will come to pass. And somehow, we believed him. Because I remember he said a few things that came to pass. So one of us now went to tell one of the senior boys that there's this guy. He has this tooth. that whatever he says comes to pass. God bring you. That was what ended that ministry for him. They condemned that tongue. Sometimes of us overrate our dreams. You know? And you can also be so funny that when you have a good dream, you don't believe it. When you have a bad one, you believe it. And you say, well, I dreamt, sir. So you should go and meet your pastor and say, Pastor, I had this dream. Incense Community Church. With all the series and teaching. Sometimes when people are talking, you just say, ah, Saturday upon Saturday. Hours upon hours. Books upon books. Someone told me, Pastor, he said, when he put our books on his shelf, someone walked in and said, what is this for? You have all of that. I said, I had this dream, sir. That dream, I saw a horn on your head. Someone was telling me how his wife, became a python on the bed. And that's the second dream he's going to have, that she has horn on her head. Then the second one, python. After 3 children, all married, aren't you glad for the python? Said, that is the demon in our house. And he was convincing me. I said, Doc, the wife is not a witch. So how do you know? By what you are saying. You don't have such dreams without a preview in a movie. You have seen something. Hallelujah. Yet when you have a dream that you have $1 billion, you just say, nonsense. Of course, when you start dreaming that you have money, and you go and meet your partner, how is this dream, sir? I just saw myself. I saw myself driving a limousine, 2020 model. And I had, if I'm your pastor, I'll just sing a bass song for you. And if you see money in your dream and you're happy, you better go and work hard so that you'll not be hungry. Hallelujah. Christianity does not make people prosperous. I've told you that. Anybody who is preaching that to you wants you to I take that back. It can't be anybody. Because some people are innocent. But certain persons are pushing it to you because they know you are going to drop your money. You know, when I hype you, I say, look at you. You own the world. You own the world. You don't just see it. You own the world. Step into it now. You know, your psyche changes. You begin to see yourself like you own the world. That everything you see around belongs to you. A guy was preaching one day. He said, Bill Gates works for me. I looked at him. He said, by the fact of who I am in Christ. Just a few years ago, I think it's 95. And me and my friends, we were studying a lot about the new creation, the realities. One of us now said, stop, oh. Try to create things as new creation. He said, don't add to the new creation. This one that you are seeing is not in the new creation. We said the Godhead is not complete without me. That's like toasting a woman, right? He said, don't add to it. I'm what he says I am, not what I think he says or he should have said I am. You stick to what the world says. So you have people that say, now you are. So by the time you begin to think like that, oftentimes what some people do is you begin to hype yourself and they say, so therefore, give like a rich man. Put your hands in your pocket. It's my sister. They say you are sowing seed. And then you are disappointed. Praise the Lord. There's not spirituality and material wealth are not related. Write it in capital letter so that you remember it. Prayer and material wealth are not related. Let me say it again. Prayer, particularly in tongues, and material wealth are not related. People are wealthy materially for many reasons. One of them is not, none of them is being a Christian. I gave you a proverb yesterday, no? Can you remember it? Huh? Should I give you again? I shouldn't give you. It's your Yoruba, that's why I don't want to repeat it. You know, that is even those who are not Christians. Okay? Work hard. Go and work hard. Your students, go and read your books. Don't go and do, you have exams, you are doing prayer meeting. What is the relationship? What's the relationship? There's no relationship. Praise the Lord. What is, say, I'm praying, Lord. Lord, this mountain before me. And that's the exam. Of course, you have not been going for lectures. So it has become a mountain. The books you ought to have read throughout the semester, it's reading the night before the exam. It's a mountain. It will not become a plane. Do you get it? Hallelujah. And so, like we're saying, that when you now have good dreams, you discard them. But when you have bad ones, particularly when you suspect people, they did not put something in your food and you drink. Mm! You now wake up and the person knocks the door. Ah! And you just now praise the Lord and say, let the word of God rule your thoughts. Amen. Don't allow the world to govern how you think. So we said, how you hear is not what comes to your ears, is what you did with it. And so we looked at the example of Mark 5, where Jesus, in 36, when they came from the house of Jairus, and he said, the daughter is dead, leave the master alone. And the Bible says in Mark 5, 36, he refused to hear what they said, then turned to Jairus and said, don't be afraid, only believe. So there's a hearing where you refuse to listen. Glory to God. And that's how to deal with negative thoughts. And I told you in the morning, I said the way to deal with negative thoughts is as soon as it comes, what do? You speak God's word. Just like I said, he will say rubbish. Or he will say, monopoly money. You respond immediately. Never let thoughts settle on your mind. Thoughts of hatred. You know, there was someone who had done me evil, done me a lot of evil years ago, and it was very evil. And when he did me that evil, it was evil. So later on, he reached out to me to help him. We hadn't spoken in years. If at all we had a correspondence, it was very brief. So he asked me. And as soon as he asked for help, the story of what he did came back to me. And I felt like, you know, that's the flesh, right? I knew it. You know, that's, what did you know? I knew it, that he was going to come back begging. No, that's not a godly thought. As soon as the thought came, I said, no, I walk in love. Praise God. I walk in love. And I'm not going to gloat over this. I'm also someone who is a beneficiary of God's mercy. You understand that? So I said, no, I won't do that. I said it immediately, the thought came. Praise God. So you deal with it as soon as it comes. Fearful thoughts, as soon as they come, you say, I am not afraid. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Praise God. What have you done? You have refused to hear it. Praise God. You have refused to hear it. I give you an illustration in the morning. About someone provoking you. Before you were here and you saw that. Someone's provoking you to do something. Provoking you to get angry. To insult. And as soon as the person says, you this idiotic, animalistic, carnivoristic, baboonistic. You know some believers, they abuse more than they preach. Idiotic, demonic. Now, as soon as the words come, you will say, be careful. I'm just watching, you know, because I'm a Christian. No, that's not it. When he says that, just say, you are blessed. You are a new creation in Christ. What are you doing? You are refusing to hear it. Of course, add your own too. I'm also a new creation in Christ. You have refused to hear it. What do you say? Bro, Mr. Man, Pastor is just not a serious now. No, refuse to hear it. How do you refuse to hear it? Fear not, only believe. Praise God. You're casting out that imagination, just like you preach. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. So, you guard your heart by the words that you speak. Amen. You know, Brother Hagin used to say this, that anytime you feel mistreated, Satan is working on you. Anytime you feel mistreated, I was sharing something on the platform of young ministers, not young ministers, the preachers, but across campuses in Europe and America. And I said to them, things you have to deal with before you get into the ministry. And they were shocked at what I said. I'm not sure I'd said this before, the way I said it to them. I said, if you have been mistreated in another church, and maybe something happened to you, don't go and start another one. Because you are going to be preaching your emotions. You're going to be preaching your fears. Your concerns. And that's not the word of God. I said, so the first thing is, deal with it. Don't start preaching on the pulpit as a victim of circumstances. No. Preach the word of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul says in verse 3, if our gospel be hid, is he to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, whose image of God, should shine on them. It says, we preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus, and we are your servants for Christ's sake. Preaching the way you felt. Some guys don't have a local church today because of how a church treated them. You see, you don't disobey God because of what someone did to you. That's why I said to them, I said, this is one of the things. You must deal with it first. You must first of all grow up so that you don't begin to act like a victim on the pulpit. Praise the Lord. So, learn to know what to do when something that is not the gospel is introduced to you. And we said, it comes in form of what you read, what you heard, what you see. You deal with it. I also mentioned something in the morning, earlier in the morning, that don't be curious. Remember that? Don't be curious. And I'm not a computer whiz. I'm not. But I remember what someone wrote. He said, if you see a mail from a sender that you don't recognize, a link, say, click this link. You are the next millionaire in your generation. In fact, oftentimes when I get a mail that claims to be from Yahoo, because I have Yahoo mails, I mean a Yahoo account, or Gmail, or sometimes even from the bank. What I've done now, what I used to do for any of such mails, I'll go to the sender. Many of us don't do that. Then I'll click on the sender, then I'll see maybe from Zenith Bank. You now find Dombrow.oxx. Apparently he only pretended to be from Zenith Bank. That's some promo. That's some promo, right? So you have that, and then you check who sent it. In other words, you have a right to know where is it coming from. Don't be curious. And the guy said, the moment you click on it, you can't determine what's going to happen next. That was when thoughts are passed across you, you don't know where it came from. You just said, hey, let me read it first. Let me check it first. Curiosity can destroy. Let me find out first. Let me see what's there first. When we were in secondary school, most of the pranks I played, a good number of them, it caught those who were curious. I don't want to give you, if I tell you some of the things we did, you look at me and say, hey, I said, if you are curious, I'll get you into trouble. You want to know, Abby? Come on, no. You check the sender. Check the sender. Who's sending this? Who sent this to me? What's this? Where's this from? Praise the Lord. Where's this from? There are some religious views that are preached on the media by homosexuals, atheists. Yeah. So you don't say, where's it coming from? Don't click. Because when you do, you cannot determine the consequences anymore. So we said in Proverbs 25:28, the writer of Proverbs says that a man without a rule over his spirit is like a city with broken walls. There's nothing guarding you. You have no rule. Say, I have control over what I think. That means that I have control over what I think about you. I will make sure you don't control what I think about you. I have control over it. You cannot lose control to the world. I was talking to a younger friend, and I said, you have said so many things about Nigeria. Nigeria is this, Nigeria is that, Nigeria is this one, Nigeria is that, Nigeria is this one, this one, that, this, and you're complaining. He got so negative that when someone gave a certain amount of money to charity, in his mind he said, only God knows where he got the money from. Because you think that way. So I said, but you want to do business in Nigeria. This fellow doesn't have a passport, international passport. He has a photo passport. I said, and then you want to do business, you want to start business in Nigeria, and you said this much. What have you put on your heart? No. Hallelujah, you don't say that. This is where you live. This is where you want to earn money. Glory to God. Amen. Will anything be sinful if you say Nigeria is blessed? Will you die? Come on. If you say this country is resourceful for me, will the angels be angry? Even if they are angry, that's their business. Maybe they are racist angels. Would you be committing? You won't be. But why would you say, you say, 100 million people are poor. So, you see, we are poor. You don't have to say that. Praise God. Hallelujah. God supplies all my needs. According to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
You get that? You can control how you think about something. You can control how you think about your spouse, even though your spouse was trying to provoke you. Someone told me this last year, around after camp meeting, that if he, in a whole week, that the number of hours himself and his wife have peace is less than 2 hours. I'm telling you. Yeah. So I said to him, I said, the next time, she's always, the one said, she's always this, she's always that, and when he raised his voice, I said, I'm not your wife, and you have raised your voice like this. That's interesting. She's always angry, she's always shouting. I said, is she shouting now? So I don't know. So why did you say she's always? I'm not where she is. Exactly, so don't say always. So I said, the next time you get home, do this. Just go to her and lay your hands on her and say, you are blessed. You are God's vessel. You are full. Says her. What about doing that? I'm sure he's reading some things on the internet. Don't take nonsense for your wife. Woman rapper. I told you, we are all a product of what? Influence. Amen. You know, people think that when a man listens to the wife, right, he is a weakling. When a man listens to his wife, he is a weakling. And when they marry, they say their husband is difficult. The same person who says, because he's not in the shoes, because the husband is your brother. So he's a weakling. But when the husband is your husband, right? So in other words, we have a way we see things. I told the guy, I said, go lay hands on her. He said, you're blessed. So how do I do it? Is she not a Christian? She is a Christian. Are you not a Christian? Go and do it. I said, you have to pray for me. Oh. Hallelujah. I've seen Christian couples who ran on the street with knife. And they used to use their house for house fellowship. What I mean by that is that at the front of the gate, they have like Saints Community Church fellowship meets here. That kind of thing. It's okay. Honey. Honey with knife. Praise the Lord. I'm not ruled by the world. I have control. Amen. You stay positive in this negative world. If somebody tells you, you are cursed. You know, you don't say, you say you are blessed in the name of Jesus. Why are you saying that? Because you are staying positive in a negative world. Jesus said, bless them that curse you. Matthew's Gospel 5, verse 44 to 45. Bless them that curse you. What does it mean to curse? To curse means to treat as something that you cannot touch. To bless means to speak well of. You're staying positive in a negative world. Hallelujah. And it starts by the kind of thoughts that come to your head, to your mind. For example, if you look at me and then you say, you're a piece of trash, wretched, scum of the earth. Now, if I allow that to settle on my heart, then I will give you back what you have said. So I just say, no, I'm not. So I'm blessed God, and so are you. Because a good tree cannot produce bad fruit. So if I'm blessed, I don't say cursed words. Amen. So I say positive. Romans 12:21, do not be overcome with evil, overcome evil with good. So we said in the morning, control what comes to your mind. Whatever will make you walk in the flesh, that you will yield to the flesh. You get out of it. Someone told me the other day, he said, you unfriended me on Facebook. I said, you are my friend, but what you write is not my friend. I don't want to read it. I don't want to read it. Because we are all a product of influence. Sometimes what you read in the morning will come back at you at night. Then you start thinking about it. So you can guard what comes to your mind. Hallelujah. I want to close this series by coming strong on your use of words. I want you to work on how you speak. Your use of words. Your use of words. You know, we said the other day that the gospel comes by preaching, right? Was it in this series? Huh? People are saved by speaking. You pray by speaking. You give thanks by speaking. You speak in tongues, of course, by speaking. You heal the sick by speaking. You pastor by speaking. Then there's a whole lot about speaking. Hallelujah. There's a whole lot by speaking. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Talking about how you speak to people. How you speak to people. You know, until one day, Brother Higgin mentioned this. You know, people are used to seeing their congregation say, you people, your prayer life, Holy God will help you, pastor. And I heard him say, no. A pastor must include positive slants to how he talks. What about doing this to those that you disciple? So I know you're going to grow up. I know you're going to become a spiritual stalwart. I see in you a spiritual man who walks in God's plans and purposes. Many times we pray for people, but we say something else afterwards. You know, family devotion, people are praying, and they are praying, and everybody's praying, oh Lord, as we go out today, bless what is in our hands. Thank you. That when you come back tonight, we have praise for your holy name. Amen. Shagu! Sir! What about what I ask you to do? I have said it. You will bring shame to this family. You just prayed. What about you can correct without cursing? No, but you ought to do it. Why did you act in disobedience? Go ahead and do it. I trust that you will do the right thing. Yeah. Yeah. Don't tell your children, you are blind, Abby. Then he says, Daddy, my eyes are paining me. He said, what happened? That's what you said in the morning. You can say, look at it well. Then say, there's one Yoruba who was saying it. There's a way you say to Yoruba, what did I do? You can say things better. You prayed for someone, then you saw the person, then you said exactly contrary to what you prayed about. Human beings are built with words. Hallelujah. You are a product of words. Your education was by words. How did you know how to get here? It was by words. Your thoughts are by words. What about determining the kind of words that you build your life around? They're product of words. Words. Someone told me, she said, she had an intention to kill her father. She told me what the father had done to her. She said, what do I do now, sir? I said, you will undo what you used to say to yourself. She said, how did you know, sir? I said, she thought I had a vision. I said, I'm sure that you spent nights saying, and you said those things, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And you were crying when you were saying it. You were saying it. How did you know? This man is a prophet. I said, no, I didn't see anything. That's how it happens. So I said, you're going to undo it. Say, how, sir? See that VG you did? You cancel it. You now do a VG. You are praying and you are laughing. And you are rejoicing. That's cancel. What about spending a night and just praying for the same person? And just praying for the same person. And giving thanks always. Hallelujah. What are you doing? You are staying positive in a negative world. I'm born of God. I am not of this world. I am of God. 1 John 4:4. You have got, you have overcome them. Greater is he that is in me than is in the world. Don't keep record of wrong things. In 1994, I had this disciple. I just, early in the morning about 6 a.m., I just saw a vision. She never told me that vision. She's a pastor today in another ministry. And I saw the vision of something she was writing. So I went to her house. Her house was about 4 streets away from ours. So I went there and I said, Sister so and so, I said, there's this diary in your house. She looked at me. How did you know? I said, God showed me. I said, shall I go ahead and tell you the cover? She said, wow. So I said, go bring it. She had kept that diary since she was 12. Keeping records. Writing things about people. What she was going to do. People that hurt her. Both in her family. And I said, you're a new creation now. You don't keep this kind of thing. This is going to breed hurt. She said, what do I do? We're going to burn it. And we burnt it. And there are many of us here, or some of us here, that need to burn such things. Stay positive. Hallelujah. I don't keep record of wrong. Say, I don't keep record of wrong. You know, that's 1 Corinthians 13. Love does not keep record of wrong. Amen. Hallelujah. I stay positive. Amen. I stay positive. I stay with the gospel. I think the gospel. I speak the gospel. Mark's gospel 11. We did some study on that yesterday, right? That is a negative miracle. Remember yesterday? A negative miracle where you remove something. Okay? And we said, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, verse 23, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Hallelujah. You know, when you preach the gospel to people, you have what you say. The moment they believe it, they are God's children. That means you have what you say. When you lay hands on the sick, you have what you say. Is that not true? As I'm teaching the gospel this afternoon, and you begin to, it begins to settle on your heart, you know, I have what I say. What about living like that? Say, I have what I say. You believe that? I have what I say. I don't walk in confusion. I don't walk in hurts. I don't walk in hatred. I don't struggle in the work of the ministry. I serve God willingly. Amen. Praise God. Build your life around this. Build your life around words. Words that are in agreement with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. You know you can't fall. Say, I cannot fall. No, I cannot fall. I remain standing in the gospel of Jesus Christ. I stay strong and not weak in the name of Jesus. Don't just say it in the service, okay? Say it when the service is over. Say it over and over again. Praise God. Glory to God. I saw this in my own health years ago. When the doctor said to me that with the kind of ailment I had in 6 months, I'll be dead. Then he tried to alleviate what he said. He said, let's put it at 50-50% chance. And I said, no, I'm not going to die. I didn't have much revelation knowledge. But I had a will to stay alive. So I'm not going to die. So I'm going to preach the gospel around the world. Hallelujah. Amen. It's almost 30 years now. 6 months has become 30 years. It's going to become 60 years and 70 years. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't repeat a negative thought. Don't repeat it. Someone says something to you. Don't let it provoke you. Someone says something about your church, about your pastor, about those you pastor. My friends know me. I've had friends in ministry for years. My nickname among my friends in the 90s was, they either call me Good Shepherd or Senior Shepherd. You know why? Because I never used to discuss church members with them. I said, I observed you. We all come and talk about church members. We don't see anything. If at all I want to say something, I will so script it. They won't trace it around me. Because I believe that you guys will grow up in God's word. I believe you will rise up to be spiritual stewards. I believe in you. Hallelujah. I believe in your future. I believe in what God's word is doing. If I'm preaching this every Sunday and every Wednesday and every Saturday and every meeting, then I have to back it up with what I say afterwards. I can't teach on Sunday and on Wednesday and during the week. Then I come up with it, then I begin to say something else. I believe what I said on Sunday. So I say it on Monday. I say it on Tuesday. And I see you rise up to it. Hallelujah. You let us speak God's word. Don't just speak God's word on the pulpit. Say it afterwards. When you pray with people, when you are done praying, then the work starts. I'm going to teach something soon what to do after you are praying. Hallelujah. Just led by the Spirit of God a few minutes ago. What to do after you are praying. What do you do after you pray? You are praying for your disciples. You prayed for your friend. Then you begin to speak God's word. You take what you are prayed for. You now become what you are saying. Mark's Gospel 11:24. Whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Hallelujah. I'm built by the word of God. Say, I'm built by the word of God. So I'm built by the word of God. Fill your thoughts with the word. You're not a weakling. You say, I'm very emotional. You're not very emotional. You're spiritual. Hallelujah. So you are spiritually emotional. Say, I'm spiritual. Glory to God. So you know in our family we cry a lot. In my family we cry. Which family are you talking about? Not the new creation. We're crying. Anything like that, we are just crying. If you tell us good news, we are crying. Bad news, we are crying. No news, we are still crying. No. I respond to the word of God. Hallelujah. So, you know, naturally, that's the way I was told when I was even young, I was worse than this. I was worse than this. Then why did you come to church? If you want to remain young. I'm growing in the word of God. You know, you are growing in the Word of God. You are growing in the grace of God. You know, this time next year, you will have grown beyond this as a Christian. Hallelujah. You expand as a believer. Amen. You are not careless. Glory to God. You walk in the Word of God. Hallelujah. You know, before I come on the pulpit, I've been doing this for as many years as possible. Because I started out in ministry as a very timid person. My first sermons, I'll be shaking. Really, even till now, before I come, I'm saying, what am I going to say? I mean, I've studied all day. What am I going to say? It still comes out like that. But I've learned that every time I'm coming, as I'm coming, I'm walking, I'm speaking, what a great service. I have utterance today. I don't fail to say it once. There's no day. This year, by the grace of God, I'm going to be 28 years in ministry. There's no day in over 25 years that I've not said it. There's no sermon, no meeting that I don't say it. There's going to be a great service. I'm going to teach clearly, and they're going to hear me clearly. The Word of God will come out in Revelation, and I'm saying it. Yep, yep, yep. Glory to God. I prayed. I've studied. But I need to say what I prayed about. Hallelujah. There's no day. It will be a great service. So oftentimes I tell the leaders, whenever we have a meeting, and then we're organizing, and something goes, bam, they say, hey! I tell them, it's still a great meeting. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful meeting. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Filled with the Word. Hallelujah. Build yourself with what you see. Glory to God. You know, this year you're fruitful. Next year you're fruitful. Years after you're fruitful. You are bound in God's love and God's grace all the time. No matter what's going on around you. No matter what they're saying in your street. No matter what they're saying in your office. You're a product of the Word. Say, I'm a product of the Word. I put the Word on my lips. I'm a product of the Word. You know, you're not dull. You're not dull. You're very intelligent. God's Word makes you intelligent. You're very intelligent. You are very sharp. You discern things well. Hallelujah. You can never be deceived. Glory to God. You can never be manipulated. Because you are led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. You are led by the Spirit of God. You are never manipulated. Never intimidated. You are full of love. There's no hint of hatred in your heart. You are full of the love of God. You are not one second bitter. You are not one second angry. You are full of God's Word. Not one second bitter. Not one second bitter. Bitterness has no place in your heart. Sin has no dominion over you. You are very moral. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You say that. You are not weak. No, you are not weak. Glory to God. You put that on your lips. Say it all the time. Glory to God. All the time. Stay positive in a negative world. As we close this series, remember to give thanks always. One of the attributes of a spirit-filled life is that you are full of thanks. Ephesians 5:18, Paul says, be not drunk with wine when in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourself in what? Psalms. Hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. You're giving thanks always. Every time you find out you're not giving thanks, you're walking in the flesh. Full of thanks. Full of thanks. Sometimes you don't even have the song, just go. That's a believer, right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can sit that in your office. Still out on the road? You know, Lagos can be crazy. You just laugh. Glory to God. I give thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ. You are not of this world. Hallelujah. You are born of God. If you don't know what to say, give thanks. Give thanks to God. This is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. You blessed? You sure? Lift your hands. Let's just thank God.